This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Because we mobile with the Soul Zest, yes.
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. What's going on? It is sessions time. I'm your host, Adam Hairhawk. Icarus Fell, it took a while. Finally got him back in studio. They got a new song, a new video, and a new casserole recipe, from what I understand. One of those three are not correct. We'll talk about another storm. I saw the video. Yes, I've seen it. I think I'm only like the sixth person to see it. It is fantastic. You'll be able to see it on September 1st. We're going to be talking about the video, playing the song, and just seeing what the guys have been up to. I've been missing these guys. Getting to a little bit of music so these guys can kick back and relax a little bit. Alice Cooper, he's in town. Alice Coop, the Coop, he's in home. He's back at home. Here's Alice Cooper, Be My Lover, on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
She struts into the room. Well, I don't know her, but with a magnifying glance, I just sort of look her over. We have a drink or two, well, maybe three, and then suddenly she starts telling me her life story.
Hey, I'm Blue Sky. You're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Jumping down 16. I'm away to the show. It's 2021 and I'm 13 years old. My mama got a call that nobody wants to hear. She said, color me in pink. She said, color me in pink. She said, color me in pink. Get ready for the fire, my dear. Rise up. Things up. Coming in high.
Pink right there on Sessions. Go see them over at the Hitchin Post tonight, 8 o'clock, 8 to midnight. They're playing all night long. That's right. Blue Sky herself, you got Stephanie, you got Lucas, and you got Wyatt. It's going to be a good, good time. Icarus Fell, they're in studio. Another Storm. We're going to be talking about the song, the single, and everything they've got coming up. But I have to do this. A new Screaming Casanova song dropped in my lap today. So what am I going to do? Here is Screaming Casanova, brand new one, Where to Begin on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm waiting for you again. You told me that you would meet.
got nothing left to say. Not gonna put up with you for another day. Don't know where to begin. Tell me where to begin.
Everybody, this is BK from Icarus Fell. You are listening to Sessions here on Solid State Radio.
find it kind of funny.
Icarus Fell, Mad World, the award-winning song of Mad World. We'll talk more about that later. We're going to be talking about the new single, Another Storm, and the new video and everything else. They're in studio. You can see their smiling faces on Facebook Live right now. Got to hit a commercial break. I've got to do that. They kind of tell me I've got to follow the rules every once in a while, and then it's going to be nothing but Icarus Fell live in studio right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftlow Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
And welcome back to the show. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV. We're going Facebook Live, and apparently you can hear everything on Facebook Live. I don't know what's going on here. Last weekend was Lapeer Day's weekend, and we brought everything outside, and we had to do some adjustments. So buttons got pushed and things got twisted to where things are just a little different. So yeah, we might be a little quiet during the commercial break. Actually, there's not going to be a commercial break. It's just going to be me, you, and Icarus Fell. Icarus Fell, welcome home to Sessions.
Thank you.
Always great to be here, man.
I started off with Mad World because we've got to talk about this song again. Last time you guys were on the show was we were over at Sanilac at their Sandusky Beer Fest or whatever it's called over there. It was fantastic. You guys did a video for it, and it won an award.
Yes, it did. Yep. It was that was one of those moments, man. I wish we could have seen ourselves, because I remember when they announced us, I looked over at Ryan and I was just like, no way. Like, because we were like, this is cool, we get to come out and be part of this event, and that's neat. We had no like delusions of grandeur and all that, and like we actually won, and it's like, wow, man, like that was it was really neat.
Well, I mean, it's a good video.
And we beat out Mustard Plug. I was like, I didn't even know they were local. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I saw them, and I was like, they're going to win. Like, they're Mustard Plug. Who are we? We're nobody.
There was some stiff competition in that.
Yeah, it was, man. It was impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, we're up against it. Huh? Yeah. So we're sitting there all in a row, and kind of like BK said, we didn't really expect.
No, every video we're like,
we don't stand up against what we're seeing. There were some great videos, and then all of a sudden they called our name, and we were just
shocked. Yeah, I mean, it was humbled and so grateful, but absolutely shocked. Yeah,
but I mean, it's an intense video because you're not just playing to your song, you're not just presenting yourself, you're also taking a stab at capitalism? ?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, along those lines, just the whole. We're not really a political band, but the world is. We all know it's a crazy place right now, and it's kind of just, bad world. Like, you know,
I mean, in the video, the band walks. If you have not seen it, shame on you. go home and check it out. They walk into a classroom. Oh, well, they're already in the classroom. Students start walking in. They sit down. Everything's synchronized. That's what the creepiest thing about everything is. Everything is synchronized. Yep. And then all of a sudden, it's like they're going through their professions, and they're just it gets to an obsession kind of vibe about it. And it's the creepy George Washington smiling dollar at the end.
Yep. Everyone's saluting the dollar. Yeah.
White Knuckle Films, you went with them again, didn't you?
Yes, we did. I was going to say, so we have to, for that story idea, we do have to give credit where credit is due. That was mostly Drake Welton, our producer, his idea.
Yeah.
That's why this new video we're really proud of, because this was our idea. It's actually, I think we just had a conversation the other day. It was something that, like, this is a very old song, and it's just now coming to kind of see the light of day. And I've had this idea in my head for years of what this video would be. And, like, to see it come to fruition after all that time was just... it's something I never experienced before, like as a musician or an artist or anything like that. So it's just so cool, and like the fact that we found the absolute perfect people across the board to help pull it off was,
I mean, they did a great job. Mad World was fantastic, but then I was given the opportunity, the privilege of seeing Another Storm, the music video, before anybody else can on September 1st, and it's intense. It is really intense. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about it, then we're going to play the track, and then I kind of want to do a deep dive about it. Now, BK, you said this song was kind of floating around, and you finally brought it out. Why the wait?
This song, actually, at least part of it, came... I wrote part of it when I was in a completely different band years ago. And then this song was originally slated to be on our full-length album, Chase the Sun. And our producer, Mark Stewart, over at Radon Studios, he said, look, I really want to rework this with you guys. I think we got a massive hit here. And so we pulled it from the album, and we kind of went in and we just retooled the whole thing. We started from scratch. And I think the end product speaks for itself, really. I mean, Mark's a phenomenal producer and engineer. And, yeah, and then we had Mad World, and this was kind of the other outlier. And we were like, well, we've been sitting on the song. Let's shoot a video for it. And I had this idea that had just been waiting and waiting and waiting, and we finally got to bring it to fruition. So
you guys shared a little teaser on Facebook and all your social medias. And I saw it. I was like, oh, here they go again. This is some good stuff here. So we're going to go ahead and, as soon as I find it, we're going to go ahead and play the new tune, Another Storm. Now, they're going to be able to get this on all streaming services on September 1st.
Well, the song is available now. The video will be released on September 1st. Yep.
I can see where you would let that one kind of like slide a little bit. Let it fester a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here is the latest single from Icarus Fell. Here's Another Storm on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Follow me. Whoa, don't tread alone. Whoa,
Icarus Fell, another storm right there on Sessions. It is 6:34 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time. On the West Coast is 3:34, if we need to tell Alex what time it is.
Over in Mom Rock Land.
Enjoying his vacation in California.
All right, so explain.
Alex is currently in California. He flew across the country to go see Daughtry. And we have, look, nothing against Daughtry, but... Come on, we're going to rib him about that. Like, we have to.
Yeah, you know Daughtry, like, shows up in the Midwest. You don't have to go out to California, right?
Exactly. Like, this isn't, like, a rare reunion tour of, like, Social D. Like, what are you doing, man?
And meanwhile, he'll be like, Oasis? I'll wait till they come to Little Caesars.
Yeah. I'll wait till they break up again.
Oh, yeah. We're missing him, though. He's been gone for a few days.
I miss seeing him. Tell him I said hi. Really? Yeah, and next time you guys show up here, he's got to show up first just to be on the safe side.
We should have brought a fifth person with us just to mess with him when he sees the Facebook Live. He's like, wait, who's that guy? Is he playing guitar?
Just never mention him.
That's new Alex. My name's Steve. Your name is new Alex. You're fine.
We could have done that. That would have been yeah. He would stand looking at the Hollywood sign going, isn't that beautiful? What the hell?
You got to book a flight home right now.
All right, another storm. We just heard the tune, the video. The song is out now. The video comes out on September 1st. I got a chance to watch it. It is intense. You guys really saw what you did with Mad World, and you took it to another level. Yeah. I mean, and you said, BK, you said this was an idea that was kind of floating around in your storyboard. Was kind of floating around in your head?
Yeah, like I tell these guys all the time, when I write a song, I almost always have a video idea, and this song I've had for a long time, so the idea has been floating in my head for a very long time, and you know, just to see it come to life I'm still kind of not over it. Like, I can still watch it, and it's just, it takes my breath away, because it's such a cool thing to see happen, you know?
It is intense. I mean... for those of you who haven't seen it yet, which is all of you, except for me.
Even the people in the video haven't seen it yet.
I saw it before
the
extras.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The Reverend in the video is just like, oh, this is total crap right now. Icarus Fell is the wedding band, which is basically a doomed kind of wedding. I mean, because I'm listening to this song, I guess I'm going to take a couple steps back. I'm listening to this song a couple times, and it's obviously about a lover's quarrel. And then some makeup sex in there. And then, you know, wonder who's at fault at this. Is that kind of like, you know, the two people are just trying to make up, but they're trying to find out who screwed up.
I'll be honest with you, Adam. You're pretty far off the mark on that one.
Okay, it's actually about genocide, dude.
I was like, is it? Dude,
I missed the kind of cool.
No, so it's more of a situation of us against the world.
Oh,
you know. So it's just about you know, the storm metaphor is pretty on the nose. You know, you say a lot in a relationship through, you know, it's good and bad. You weather the storm, so on. You know, so
sure.
To say. So that's really what it is, and it's kind of a literal visual representation of that. So, you know, we put a storm into the video, and we have our couple who is the centerpiece, the main focal point of the entire thing. And that's really what it's all about is finding that person that you can take that, you know, for better or worse, and put it to the test.
I love the video. White Knuckle Films really put you through the ringer on this one, because yes. I mean, you're oh, going yeah. through. Like, I could only assume a hot sun, and then it's basically just rained on for 12 hours.
Yep.
Which felt like more than definitely like
way more
hours.
Than 12 hours. Yep. Yes.
Yep. Something about videos, it's always 12 hours.
I remember years ago when, you know, BK had brought that idea to us of another storm, and when the current band is kind of working things out, he had spoke about the video idea. And I remember just kind of quietly to myself thinking, how would we ever pull that off?
Right.
How could we ever, as a local band, you know, a bunch of dads and, you know, 40-hour-a-week guys, how could we ever pull that off? And kind of to cap, you know, what BK had said, we pulled it off. And you that did. Was that was huge it, for
this is going to be huge for you guys
just to be able to kind of learning how to do it, learning how to work in that capacity, how to work together, how to get things done like that, and to pull it off with White Knuckle. It was awesome. It was a great experience. It was just so much fun.
How are they to work with? How is White Knuckle to work with?
So easy.
It's you hear all the time about like how movie productions become a family by the end of it. And we had 12 hours, right? And the first when we worked with him and his crew in Mad World, it was a great experience. But I think the Another Storm video like sort of like multiplied that positive experience. You know, at that point we knew a lot of the guys that were involved. You know, we used some of the same actors that we used from previous, you know, from the Mad World video, but for the most part, it was new people in the acting, you know, realm of things. But just to have that camaraderie with people and like knowing that even the people that were new to us had gotten kind of the green light from Drake. They're like, no, these guys are cool. Like everybody had a great attitude. No one was complaining the whole time. And it was just, you know, everybody was getting soaked and it was just, we had a blast, you know.
There was a lot to complain about because it was cold and uncomfortable. Yeah. We were hungry, we were tired, you know, and everybody felt the same, but it was.
Yeah, at one point we're literally eating cake off of the ground because we were hungry. And like Brian said, we were like a bunch of seagulls.
Taste, we're like, that part didn't touch the ground.
It was a real wedding cake.
Yeah,
it was right there. It was just great. It was a great experience. It definitely brought the band. I mean, all these experiences, every gig you play, every video you shoot, every chance you're in the studio, really brings this band closer together. We've become closer brothers because of it. Confidants, you know, and that is great because it's captured on film.
Yeah.
Just like the albums capture it on an audio recording, it's the growth of a band, it's a growth of a friendship, and that is what I am most proud of.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's trusting the team, too. Like, they're, you know, a videographer and our engineer that we use for our songs, they're part of our team.
Yep. Yes.
And, like, this is a very unique group, and we trust their judgment.
Yes.
And that's another reason why, you know, we were able to do these things, because they give us advice, they give us, sometimes we're doing things and we're like, what is this about? But we just go through it and I'm like, oh, we see what the finished product is and we're like, we totally get it.
Some comments are coming in from Facebook Live. We are going Facebook Live. If you want to leave a comment, question, dirty joke, we'll read them on the air. John says, just tuned in. Did I miss the casserole recipe? Adam from Adam says, "What fam? Love you boys. See you at the Diesel for Black Rose." And I thought,
says, what's up, Adam?
Adam from Mars Guys.
He says, "I thought Joe was being replaced by Brian's daughter."
She eventually. I just overdubbed it.
Eventually.
She did it. She don't get it.
She's definitely easier on the ice.
Vlad from Vlad's Skeletal Circus says, "Is that Benny?" I don't know what that is referring to.
Which one was that?
Vlad from Vlad's Skeletal Circus. Really good. A spooktacular band. They're fantastic. Okay. So back to the Another Storm video. I noticed that when I'm watching that, it's kind of like when I watch The Godfather and the Godfather series. Every time there's an orange, bad things happen. It just seems like everything red.
Everything red.
As soon as I see red on the screen, I'm like, oh, this ain't good. I mean, even down to, you know, Joe's drumsticks or everything else. I mean, was that planned, or am I just imagining things?
No, that was very, very well planned. It was not just, maybe not so much in the symbolism, at least on my end of it, but just more so, what can we do where we look uniform, but there's something that stands out on each of us. And if you look at each of us, we all have a hint of red somewhere. So, you know, BK's wearing the red vest. He's got the red flower and a red bandana in his pocket. He's got the red sticks. Alex has the red strap, and I'm wearing the red shoes. So just kind of have, like, a little bit of color in there to sort of, like, we wanted to look like a wedding band, but still like a rock band, you know. So that kind of like balanced that out.
It's an intense video. I just can't imagine people's expressions when they see the storm actually come in. Because I mean, next thing you know, there's rain coming in. I'm assuming that's artificial rain that came in at the end. It was just rain off Joe's drum.
That was all real.
The weather.
No. I mean, it artificial in the sense that we created it.
Yeah. But not CG.
Yeah. Well, I could tell because I've been seeing like raindrops off of Joe's cymbals and everything else. This does not look comfortable at all.
I'll say this: one of the the symbolism of the video, like BK had said, was every relationship's going to go through the storm. From marriage until death, right?
Yep.
And one of the unique and fortunate circumstances I found myself in was my wife was part of that video.
Oh, nice.
So I'm up there suffering with these guys, 12 hours of shooting and cold water, and I look 15 feet away, and there's my wife.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
She's performing with me and there. And it was just one of those little things. Once again, it was kind of like, every relationship's going to weather that storm. And here we are together. So there was a little bit of symbolism in that song that translated right to that video. And there was a moment there that I had my wife that was, it was special.
Because it sounds like, the video was beautifully shot. It was like a beautiful wedding. I mean, a lot of flowers. I mean, probably a lot of expense that would go into a normal wedding. And then you guys just like, mess it up for 3 minutes.
created a beautiful wedding set and then destroyed everything. Yep.
Destroyed
it completely.
What was really funny was like the day of the shoot, we kind of had everything together. We weren't ready yet. We were just doing the last touches. And Joe and I kept talking. We're like, I feel like we could do this for a business. Like,
this came out way better than we ever expected.
Because everything that we built that whole set, the band, that was the thing, I keep talking about, how cool it was to see an idea I had come to life, but what I was really most proud of was what this band made that happen. We didn't find a pre-existing, structure and so on. We built the structure, we decorated the structure,
That was all you?
Yeah.
Where'd you film it at, then?
It was at Joe's house.
Joe's
house? Yes. Yeah.
Still good terms with your neighbors?
They know another storm now.
Good enough.
They've heard it about 100 times.
A bunch of them came down the hill and stuff, and we're checking it out. Yeah.
All that.
Yeah. They were part of the crowd.
Neighbors now. Just nothing but for sale signs all around Joe's.
Perfect.
I mean, it is fantastic. How have you guys been? It's been a while since I've talked to you guys. You guys have been playing everywhere.
Yeah, playing a lot.
We've been busy. Yeah, been keeping ourselves busy. When we're not playing, we're writing. So, we do plan for a new album. I would say maybe you probably start to hear songs off of it maybe before the end of this year if things go well. But we'd like to hopefully drop a new album sometime. This time next year, maybe, would be realistic.
Fantastic. A lot of bands are doing that. They'll do the single route for a while and then release an album. I think that's in today's age, it's kind of the smart way to go. You guys have been playing a lot. Everybody gets a turn on this one. What has been your standout gig that you guys have played?
Old Miami.
Yeah.
Old Miami?
Yeah. We had an absolute blast there. The venue, everyone treated us so good.
Heard great things about that place.
The crowd is phenomenal. It's just a built-in crowd. And, it's really cool there. So if you get the luxury of playing there when it's warm, they have this whole outside area. And they got speakers where they're piping you outside. So even if people aren't necessarily in the venue watching you, they're still hearing you and they're listening. And they got the bar set up outside, bar set up inside. It's a really cool venue. Hamtramck in general is just it's really been kind to us. Yeah, we've played several venues across there. The New Dodge we play a lot.
Yeah.
We just played at
Ghostlight
Bar, which I think is just reopened under new ownership. Okay. That was a great experience. We also played kind of a much smaller, out of the way venue, but Trixie's in Hamtramck. So. Hamtramck has always been very kind to us, so we really enjoy playing there. But yeah, the Old Miami, that was a very, very good experience, pretty much from the second we walked in the door till we left. It was great.
And we'll be back there.
We will be. Yep.
Yeah, it's January 17th.
January 17th.
First gig of 2025.
We'll have quite a few shows in between, but yeah.
Yeah.
So the Hamtramck thing is kind of like you said, they're welcoming to us. Yeah. New Dodge is another one that we've been kind of hitting back, and it's got a cool vibe when you walk in there, even if you're not there to see a band play. You walk in there, it's just got a nice warm vibe.
That's important.
The decor around there, and the staff is really awesome.
Yeah.
But to play a show there, built a crowd, people enjoy music in that city, and they're coming out to see it. So,
nice.
Probably my favorite place to play was.
Absolutely.
Recently.
That's a good one too. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say those two are for me.
You know, my favorite question is Spinal Tap moments.
Oh, yeah. You're
well,
I knew this was coming, and I thought about it today.
You guys were already ready for this one.
I was.
Especially since they're making a new Spinal Tap movie. I got to get prepared for this one. So, I mean, in the last year, or I guess whenever, somebody tell me something funny that just happened. Share me your misery.
I have a good one.
Okay. Come on, Joe.
You're up, Joe.
So we're releasing... was it Mad World?
We're
setting this up. We're at the Token Lounge. We've done a tremendous amount of effort to make the, to run the show and get everything set up for a video drop. The club has a screen that they're going to drop, show the video, the screen's going to come up, and the band's going to play. And, of course, all of us are just thinking totally about the music because we've never done this before.
Right.
And we're doing everything we can to make sure that this thing musically goes off without a glitch. And, of course, we're all set and ready to go.
Right.
And the Spinal Tap moment is we give the material. We never set up the material, the video, to the engineers properly, so they went online, and of course they start to play the video online instead
of
giving
the
hard copy.
We're behind the curtain.
Okay.
So we're just standing there waiting.
We're standing there waiting behind the curtain, and of course I believe the video starts to buffer in the middle of a crowd full of people.
Boom. So you just keep hearing, you'll hear the music, then it stops, and you're oh,
and we're behind this veil,
and we're just back there like, oh no,
totally blew the whole thing.
See, I almost think that would kind of build some of the suspense. I thought it was gonna start playing, then it'll go into like a commercial for Chewy or something like that.
I don't know how
hit skip
it through,
jerk.
But we're standing there, and like we want to go run out and fix it. I think you started to run. I'm like, no,
oh, no. Stay,
we're all strapped on, ready to play, and I'm like, just let it go.
It was one of those things, kind of backstage, like when it first happened. Like the first one, we kind of looked back, and it's that
what
it's
happened?
Like, oh no, moment, And by the second, third time, we're just looking at each other, shaking our heads and laughing about it. This is what we're gonna do.
So far, to me. That takes the cake as far as Spinal Tap moments that we could ever imagine.
We got to bring up the new Dodge.
I was going to say,
that was epic right there.
We're in a with the last time we played there, we're in like in the middle of our second song, and we all wear in ears now, so it's a little bit different, And all of a sudden, I'm like, my guitar sounds really weird. And I look at him, and I kind of was like, his bass sounds really weird. And I look over, and we just see Alex's B string just flapping in the wind.
Oh.
And he looks at Alex and goes, did you bring a backup? As in a backup guitar. And Alex just goes, no. And so, like, we're sitting there, and Alex, like, we finished the song, and I look over into my mouth, are you okay? And he just nods, yeah. And because Alex is such a talented musician, he just... changed the way he played after he wrapped that string up real quick, and we played the rest of the gig with him playing five strings.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. This guy's soloing. This guy is starting a large number of the songs. Yeah. And this is the second song of the set, so redundancy is kind of the plan that Joe here has always beat into us, is redundancy.
Not enough at the end.
Right. Yeah, maybe not enough. But
we love you, Alex,
if you're
watching.
Where it's like, all right, we have a problem. We're going to overcome this problem the way this band has many, many times before.
Another storm, man.
And it was just kind of great to see this guy play and solo. And I actually had one of my close friends come out to that show, who's a great guitar player. And I remember, kind of like getting his opinion on that. And he just said, man, that guy can play. That guy knows what he's doing.
No, I remember I was late to the party on that one, because I think we were four or five songs in, and I realized it, because there was a song that he opens, like, playing a guitar lick, and I go, that doesn't sound right, and I look over, and I saw
I kind of
walk up to him, and I go, do you have a backup? Do you want me to go grab it? And he goes, no, and I did one of those things where I was like,
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. What are you made of, young blood? And I've told him directly to his credit, he pulled it off. He got us through the set, and Like, yeah, there's that, like, that kind of rookie mistake of not having the backup guitar, but at the same time, he's got the skill level and the knowledge where he was able to do it. And yeah. And that was honestly one of the most impressive things I've seen about anyone I've ever played.
Alex, you're awesome. Next time, show up, will you? When you guys are putting together a set list, how much is the old stuff making it into the set list? I mean, are you kind of drifting away from some of that stuff? Is the Hollow still making it into the set list?
Hollow, didn't we have one show we didn't play it?
We've had just one show we didn't play the Hollow, and the people that know us were like, that didn't feel right.
So you're still so it's still a balance between chasing the sun and...
Well, and the problem that we've run into, and we've actually had conversations about this, is... if we play like a half hour set list, 50% of our set list are songs that people cannot go and listen to afterwards because we haven't recorded them yet.
Oh.
We're getting a little trigger happy with the new stuff.
So we have a new rule. Anything that we write from now until it's recorded, we are not allowed to play live.
Oh.
Anything that we've already played live, we can continue to play live. But everything else, it's just going to be a surprise.
But I've heard bands do it, like, given samples of songs they haven't recorded yet, just kind of get a crowd feel for it.
Yeah.
Yep. So I guess that's a double-edged sword, right?
It is, because, yeah. But, like, it's at the point where, like, I mean, 5-6 songs, people are like, oh, my God, I love the song. Then I'm like, well, you're going to wait as long as we do to hear it, because... And you record
it,
Joe.
And some of it, like, the reason we're putting it on the set list because we want to play it.
Yeah. Right.
We want to hear it. We want to play it.
Yes.
We have fun. So
that's like another thing where you guys can kind of play it and just kind of feel it out. Yeah. This is how, if we record it, we're going to have to recreate this every night. So, yeah, absolutely. Guys, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I appreciate you so much.
Always a great time.
I'm the host. It's going to be my 50th birthday on the Thursday. So I'm picking the last song of the night. It is, of course, my favorite Icarus Fell song, Until I Heard Another Storm. Here's Broken Brother. It ends this episode of Sessions on Solace Day Radio.
I'm waiting for you.